finishing up with the Mishnah on the top of Daf Hey Amud Aleph. Mishalshin b'mamon, second line. Mishalshin b'mamon ve'in mishalshin b'makos. We divide up the monetary payment amongst the different Edim, but not the Makos. Meaning, if Edim Zomim testify that someone owes $1,000, and then they're found to be Edim Zomim, each one pays $500. But if Edim Zomim testify that someone is Chayv Malkus, and then they're found to be Edim Zomim, we do not split the Malkus between them. Each of them gets the full 39 lashes. Ketzad, for example, two witnesses testify someone owes his friend 200 zuz, v'nimtzu zomimin, and then they turn out to be edim zomimin, mishalshim b'dayim. Each witness pays pays $100. Aval im he do shu chayiv malkus arba'im, but if they testify that someone's chayiv 40 lashes, v'nimtzu zomimin, and they turn out to be edim zomimin, kol echad ve'echad loka arba'im. Each of them has to get the full 40 lashes. Asks the Gemara, Minahani Mili, how do we know that this is true, that we don't split Malkus up? How do we know that we don't split Malkus amongst the Zomim? Two possibilities. Number one, Amar Abaye, Ne'emar Rasha b'chayave Malkios. It says the term Rasha when it talks about people chayav Malkus. V'ne'emar Rasha b'chayave Misos Bezdin. And it says the term Rasha when it talks about people who are chayav Misa. Can you split up Misa? It's an impossibility. So mala halan ein misa lemechsa. Just like you can't split up misa, you can't half stone one guy and half stone the other guy. Afkan ein malkus lemechsa. The same is true with malkus. You can't split the malkus. That's what we learn from the term Russia. The term Russia is used by malkus. The term Russia is used by misa. So we see that just like you can't split misa, you can't split malkus. Second answer, how do we know that you don't split Malkus? Rava Amar, Be'inon Kasher Zamam La'asos La'achiv. You need to do to them what they're trying to do to the other guy. They're trying to give the other guy 40 lashes, not 20. Veleka. You're not going to fulfill Kasher Zamam if they only get 20 lashes. Ask the Gemara, but wait a second. When they try to be Mechayev the other guy $200, how come they're only paying 100 each? Ihachi mamonami. If that's the case, they should each have to pay $200 each. Answers the Gemara, mamon mitstaref, malkus lo mitstaref. Money is purely quantitative. 100 plus 100 equals 200 in money. 20 plus 20 in malkus does not equal 40. I mean, getting malkus twice, 20 each, is not the same as getting 40 lashes, because each time you get another whip, it's progressively worse, more painful, and a greater risk to your overall health. And so you can't give them 20 malkus each, because 20 plus 20 does not equal 40 when it comes to malkus. By money, it's purely quantitative. Main point number one. Two opinions why we don't split malkus. Either A, because it's compared to misa, which can't be split. Or B, it's not kasher zama. It's not what they tried to do to the other guy. 20 malkus is not kasher zama. So again, two possibilities why we don't, or two opinions why we don't split malkus. Either A, we compare it to misa, which cannot be split. Or two, B, if you do A, you got to do B, you can't do two. Or B, it's not kasher zamam. It's not what they tried to give to the other guy. Mishnah. Ein edim nasim zomin achi yizim was atzman. Edim zomin cannot become edim zomin unless you testify about the witnesses themselves. Ketzad, for example, Amrumi idin on nabish ploni shargas hanefesh. If two people say that we saw Reuven kill Shimon, Amru lahem, and then two other witnesses say to them, Hey chatem idin, how can you say Reuven killed Shimon? Sharei neragze or horigze hayimanu asa yom makom ploni. Reuven or Shimon was with us somewhere else on that day. Ein elu zomimin. That is not zomimin. Aval amru lahem, but if they say, Heich atem mi'idin, how can you testify Reuven killed Shimon? Sharei atem yisim imanu asa yom makom ploni. You were with us on that day somewhere else. Harei elu zomimin. That is zomimin. V'ne'aragim al pihem. And therefore, they get killed. So the definition of edim zomimin is, when you testify about the edim themselves, that they could not have been there. bo achirim vihizimum. What if another set of witnesses comes and turns the people who zoomed the other guys into Edom Zomim, and then bo achirim vihizimum, and then another set of witnesses comes and zooms them, turns them into Edom Zomim, and it keeps on going. Two witnesses keep going and say, oh no, you're with us. Then so what do? Afilu mea, even if it happens 100 times, kulam yehargu. Every other one is going to get killed. Meaning the last one wins, so if the last one was the number 100, set of Edom number 100, every set of Edom, every odd set of Edom, 99, 97, 95, 93, 91, 89, all of them are going to get killed. And all the even ones who were telling the truth are going to stay alive. That's how it works. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's ridiculous. Istatis Yizu, something's up over here. If you keep on having Edom Zomim on top of Edom Zomim on top of Edom Zomim, someone's playing a game over here. Someone's trying to discredit whoever testifies against them, and they're hiring witnesses. You got to throw this out. We accept the first one, and that's it. Case closed. Edom testify, they become Edom Zomim. They're done. They're Edom Zomim. Nothing is going to change after that. That's the machlokas. Good. Gemara now. Minani mili. How do I know that a Zama only works if you testify about the Edim and not if you testify about Reuven and Shimon, about the Baal Edin, about the people who were actually involved? Answers Gemara, two possibilities. Number one, Amar Rav Adar explains, the Amar Krak, because the Pasuk says, Vihine Eid Shekara Eid Sheker Ana. That it's the Eid that was found to be lying, which means the way you found him to be lying has to be about the Eid himself. You have to have said something about the Eid himself. Ad shetashaker gufa shel Eidus. You have to prove that the Eidus itself, the actual Eidim, were problematic. Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, second answer. The Pasuk says, la'anos bo sara. And we learn from there, ad shetisra gufa shel Eidus. We need to sour or disprove the actual Eidus itself. So it's just a pasuk, different psukim that are possibilities of how we know that you need to attack the Edim themselves in order to make Edim Zomim. So main point number two, we have two different sources that Hazama only works when it's on the witnesses themselves and not on the litigants, the Baal Edin. Now the rest of the Amud is going to have three statements of Rava, one right after the other. Each of these statements of Rava, the Gemara is going to say, come on, that's obvious. Why does Rava have to tell me this? So, number one, Amar Rava, first statement of Rava. Bo Shnayim Va'amru. Two witnesses come and they say, Bimizrach Bira Harak Plonias Anefesh. On the eastern side of this palace, Reuven killed Shimon. Ubo Shnayim, and two other witnesses come and say, Va'amru, and they say, Valo Bimarav Bira Imanu Isim. What do you mean? How could you say that on the eastern side of the palace, Reuven killed Shimon at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday? 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday, you were with us on the western side of the palace. Does that become Edom Zomim? They were in the same palace, but one was on the eastern side, one was on the western side.
Yes.
So Rava says, it depends. Chazinon, we have to take a field trip to the palace, and we have to stand ourselves on the western side and see if we could see all the way through to the eastern side. If you can, then they're not Edom Zomim. And if you can't see all the way through, then they are Edom Zomim. Very logical, no? If when you stand on the western side, you can see the eastern side, then there's no Zomim. But if you can't see it, then they are Zomim. Says Gemara, Pshita, that's obvious, right? If they could have witnessed the event from where they were, obviously it's not Hazam, it's not Zomim. Answers the Gemara, Ma'u detema lechosh lenuhura baria. I might have thought that even though we can't see, maybe these guys have x-ray vision. Maybe these guys have super duper vision and they're able to see. And since they were in close enough proximity, even though we can't see it, maybe they were able to see. Kamashmalan therefore tells me, no, that's ridiculous. No one has x-ray vision, that's only Superman, and no one else has x-ray vision aside from Superman, and therefore there's no assumption of x-ray vision. Statement number two of Rava. V'amar Rava. Bo shnayim v'amru b'sura b'tzafra b'chad b'shabata hara klonias nefesh. In the morning, on Sunday morning, in the town of Sura, Reuven killed Shimon. Ubo shnayim v'amru. And then two other people came and say, b'panya b'chad b'shabata imanu yisim b'narda. Interesting, because Sunday afternoon, you were with us in Naharda, in a different town. Not Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, you're with us in a different town. Does that make them Edom Zomim? What's the logical thing?
We can't travel.
You have to figure out how far it is from Sura to Narda. If it takes more than a half a day to travel, then they're Eidim Zom. And if it takes less than a half a day to travel, then they're probably telling the truth, right? Chazinan, we look at it. Imit Safra Lepanya Matzi Yazal Misur Narda. If from morning to afternoon you can travel from Sura to Narda, Lava Zomnin, then they're not Eidim Zomnin. V'ilav, and if you can't travel from Sura to Narda in that time, Havu Zomnin, then they are Eidim Zomnin. Says Mar Pshita, that's obvious. This is so obvious. And says Mar, no, Ma'u Detem Aleichus L'Gam L'Parcha. Gam L'Parcha is an important concept, so circle it. I might have thought we have to be concerned for a flying camel. What does it mean to be concerned for a flying camel? Maybe a normal person can't travel from Sura to Narda in a half a day. But this guy's got a flying camel, and when you get one of those fancy flying camels, you can travel really far in a very quick amount of time. So maybe he was able to get there. Maybe these eight were able to get there. I might think you have to assume that he took the Concorde, that he drives a Ferrari, that he has a flying camel. Kamash Malan. Therefore, it tells me that that's not so. You don't have to worry that he has a flying camel. If a normal person can't travel, he can't travel either. Statement number three of Rava. V'yamar Rava. Bo Shnayim Va'amru. Two witnesses came and say, B'chad b'shabbat ha'arek plonias nefesh. On Sunday, Reuven killed Shimon. Ubo Shnayim Va'amru. Another two witnesses come and say, Imanu Yisim b'chad b'shabbat ha'arek. You were with us on Sunday somewhere else. There's no way you saw that. Ella, but it's funny that you say that Reuven killed Shimon on Sunday, because you know what actually happened? Betray b'shabbat ha'arek plonias nefesh. On Monday, Reuven actually killed Shimon. So the second set of witnesses that zoomed the first set of witnesses says, you know, it's funny, Reuven did kill Shimon, but it wasn't Sunday. You couldn't have seen it on Sunday, and Sunday you were with us somewhere else. It was on Monday that he killed him. V'lo od, and not only in that case, elafilu amru erev Shabbos harek plonias nefesh. Even if the second set of witnesses said it was on the previous Friday that it happened, they're saying it wasn't Sunday, it was 2 days before you said it happened, still harelu ne'arugin. We treat them as Eidim Zomen, and they get killed. Because at the time that they were testifying about Reuven, Gavra Lav Bar Ketalahu, he was not yet someone who deserved death, and they were saying he did deserve death. Certainly in the first case, where he hadn't even yet killed anyone, he only killed someone on Monday, and they testified that he did so on Sunday, he certainly did not yet deserve death. But even in the second case, where they testified that he did it on Sunday, and he really had done it 2 days earlier, on Friday, he did not yet deserve death because Beis Din had not yet paskined that he deserves death. Until Beis Din paskins he deserves death, you're testifying about someone who's a presumed innocent man that he deserves death, and that's bad. That's why you become Eidim Zom. Says the Gemara, Mai Kamash Malan. Again, what's Rava teaching me? We already know this. Now, this isn't logically obvious, but this is obvious because we have a Tana that already taught it to us. Tanina, we already know. We already taught. Leficha'ch im nimtzei sachas men zomemes. The Mishnah had said, our Mishnah had said, that if one of them are found to be Edom Zomim, hu vehene eragin, vashnia petura, that he and they get killed, but the second one is pater. And we already see from that Mishnah that if you're testifying about someone who's innocent at that time, you get off the hook. Answers the Gemara, Seifa Masha'in Kain Begemar Din, it's Trichale. No, we need it. The Chiddush is what we're learning in the Seifa. When it says in the Seifa that by a Gemar Din it's different, what does that mean? Meaning what Rava said until this point, you're right, is not a Chiddush. Here's the Chiddush of Rava. Ba'u Shnayim Va'amru. Two witnesses come and say, Bechad b'Shabbata, not that Reuven killed Shimon on Sunday, but Bechad b'Shabbata, Nigmar Dino Shalploni. Beis Din Paskin that Reuven's Chayev Misa. And we saw Beis Din give that psak when? Bechad b'Shabbata. What's Chad b'Shabbata? Sunday. Ubo Shnayim Va'amru. And then two other witnesses come and say, Bechad b'Shabbata Imanu Yisem. You weren't anywhere near Beis Din on Sunday. You were with us somewhere else on Sunday. But, Ela Be'erev Shabbos Nigmar Dino Shalploni. But you're right that Beis Din did paskin that Reuven's chayiv misa, and it happened 2 days before that. It happened on Friday. V'lo od, and not only that, alafilu amr betray b'shabbat and nigmar dino shalploni. Even if they say that on Monday it happened that Beis Din paskined against him, ein elu ne'arugin. Then we don't kill the Eidim Zomim. Dibeinu dekamisadi, because at the time that they were testifying, gavra bar katalahu, the guy they were testifying against actually deserved death. And the same is true if it's not about death, but if it's about a knas payment. What does knas mean? A penalty or a fine. Same case, just with a knas payment. What's a classic knas payment is if you steal an animal and then you slaughter it, you have to pay not just the value of the animal. If you slaughter it, you have to pay four or five times the value of the animal. That's a knas. So Bosh, good, an ox is five, a sheep is four. Bosh naim va'amru. Two witnesses came and said, Bechad b'shabbat ganav v'tavach u'machar. On Sunday, a guy, important concept, ganav v'tavach u'machar. Stole and then slaughtered or sold. Which means you don't really have to pay back what you stole, you have to pay back four or five times what you stole. Ganav v'tavach u'machar. On Sunday, this guy stole and slaughtered or sold it. Ubo shnayim va'amru, and two other witnesses come and say, b'chad b'shabbat yimanu yisem, no, you were with us on Sunday. Ela b'trei b'shabbat agana v'tavach u'machar. It happened on when? Trei b'shabbat. What's trei b'shabbat?
Monday.
Mishalmin. They have to pay. The witnesses are going to have to pay because they're redim zomim. V'lo odin, not only that, ela filu amru be'erev Shabbos ganav v'tavach u'machar. Even if the second set of witnesses says that it already happened on the previous Friday, still mishalmin. The edim are edim zomrin, and they're going to have to pay. To be idna de kamishadi, because at the time that they testified, gavra lav bar tashlumin hu. The person they were testifying against didn't yet owe anything. See, when I steal something from you, I owe the money right away, if I were to steal something from you. But the knas, the four or five, the double, any extra payments, I don't owe it until Beis Din says I owe it. It's not the stealing that makes me owe it. It's Beis Din saying I owe it that makes me owe it. So at the time that they testified, Beis Din had never said anything yet. And therefore, they didn't owe this money yet. Bo shnayim va'amru. But if the two witnesses came and they said, again, a similar case, b'chad b'shabbat ganav v'tavach u'machar, but here's the difference. V'nigmar dino! That on Sunday, not only did he steal and sell and whatever, but he also had a gemar din. What does it mean he had a gemar din? That Beis Din paskined on him, that he has to pay four or five. And then Ubo Shnayim Varma B'chad B'Shabbat Yimanu Yisem, two other witnesses say, no, you were with us that day. Ela Erev Shabbos Gona V'Tavach U'Machar V'Nigmar Dino. It was on Friday that all of that happened, including Beis Din paskining on him. And not only that, even if they say, you're right, on Sunday he committed the crime, and on Monday is when Beis Din paskined on him. So not like you, the first witnesses, said that everything happened on Sunday, even Beis Din paskined on him. No! Beis Din psak only came on Monday. Ein mishalmin. They don't have to pay. Because at the time that they were testifying, Gavar bar tashlumin hu. The person was someone who's deserving of having to pay, because Beis Din had already paskined about him, and therefore he was someone who needed to pay. Main point number three, last main point of the page. Three statements of Rava that the Gemara questions as being obvious. Three statements of Rava that the Gemara questions as being obvious. A. About witnesses on two sides of a palace. You should be able to know what that means. I'm not going to spell it all out. Right? The one on the east side of the palace, and they claim that the murder happened on the west side of the palace. B, about the witnesses in two different cities in the morning and the afternoon. Right? Remember what that case is? They say that they saw in the morning in city A the crime happened, but the other witnesses, you were with us in city B in the afternoon. So Rava said, well, let's see if you can get there in time. So again, about two cities in the morning and the afternoon. And C, when you become an Eid Zomim, but the crime really did happen. When you become an Eid Zomim, but the second set of witnesses says that the crime really happened just at a different time. But the second set of witnesses says the crime really did happen. It just happened at a different time. That's not a chash. A chash is denying the event. This is Hazami. You're saying, Imanu, Yisim, you were with us at that time. But the crime actually did happen just somewhere else. It's like almost the opposite of a chash. Okay, we will stop there. Yeah. Yeah.